The Fitch Bandwagon with Alice Faye and Phil Harris.
Have a wild and a zombie style, use Fitch shampoo. Don't despair, use your head, save your hair, use Fitch shampoo.
Girls, for hair that is dreamy soft like moonlight and glistening with romantic highlights, use Fitch's new cream shampoo. Fitch cream shampoo leaves hair romantically soft and shining. That's because it's made with two beneficial beauty aids, purified lanolin and the finest olive oil. Lanolin is used to soften your hair, to help overcome dryness. Olive oil is used to bring out the sparkling highlights, to make hair glisten, as though it had been brushed and brushed and brushed. And fragrant Fitch cream shampoo is so simple to use. Just a dab billows into clouds of rich lather in hard or soft water. Then to rinse, a swish of plain water and every trace of suds disappears. After shampooing, your hair is wonderfully soft and a joy to arrange. Fitch cream shampoo is economical, too. Compare its size, compare its low cost. Ask for it at drug and toilet goods counters. That's Fitch Cream Shampoo. For hair that's soft like moonlight and shining like bright starlight.
The F.W. Fitch Company, makers of Fitch Shampoo, presents the Fitch Bandwagon with Elliot Lewis, Walter Tetley, Janine Roos, Ann Whitfield, Robert North, Walter Scharf and his music, and starring Alice Faye and Phil Harris. This is the time of year when fathers all over America are teaching their young sons how to play baseball. Not having any sons, Phil is forced to do his duty with daughters. And so, as we look in on the Harris backyard, we find Alice and the two children reluctantly taking baseball instructions.
Now look, I know you women can't play baseball as well as us men, but I'm going to try and teach you anyway.
Oh, Phil, I don't think the children are interested in baseball.
No, Daddy, we want to play with our dolls.
Forget the dolls. Now come on, baby Alice, you pitch it in and I'll show you how to knock that horsehide over the fence.
Do you want me to be the catcher, Phil?
If you want to. Won't be necessary. It'll never get by me. Now look, baby Alice, you better throw it as hard as you can or it won't even reach the plate.
All right, Daddy.
Come on, baby. Breeze it in close and let her high. This guy's a sucker for an inside curve.
Well, get a load of the Bill Dickey of Encino. All right, come on, baby. Now throw it, and throw it fast.
Okay. Here it comes.
Steer right.
How was that, Daddy?
Thank you, Bob Feller. Hey, look, baby Alice, throw it a little easier because I don't want you to strain your little arm. Now let's try it again.
Steer right.
How can you hit it when you can't see it?
Shall I throw another one in, Daddy?
No. Look, baby Alice, let Phyllis throw it this time. She's smaller and a little weaker. Phyllis, you don't throw as fast as Alice, do you?
Only when I bear down and burn them in. Then they sizzle over the platter like a jet job.
Well, what are we waiting for? Get out your dolls if we're going to play with them.
Oh, goody, we can play house now. Daddy, you can be the papa. Here, hold this doll.
Okay. Better than getting my brains knocked out with her fastball. All right, kids. I'm holding the doll. Now what?
Hi, kids. Hello, Alice.
Hello, Uncle Frankie.
Hello, Frankie.
Oh, hello, Frankie.
Hi, Curly. Where you got in your arms?
A doll?
Oh. Should I go home and get mine?
Frankie, come back here.
It won't take but a minute. You see, I'm Little Red Riding Hood, and I left it at my grandmama.
All right, all right. I was playing with the children. Hey, look, girls, you can run along now and play with the kids next door. I want to talk to your Uncle Frankie. I had to play with dolls because the girls didn't want to play baseball. You know how girls are.
What's your own fault for having girls? I told you to have boys, but did you listen to me?
No.
You had to go out and get girls.
Well, don't blame me. It's Alice's fault. She does all the shopping for the family.
I couldn't be choosy, fellas. I got them during the war when there was a shortage of materials.
Hey, Remley.
Huh?
Hey, as long as you're here, you and I can play ball.
Okay, let's have a catch. You peg a fast one to me, Curly. You ready?
Set like a nurse's cat. Hey, Alice, come here. Watch the way men play this game.
Oh, no, thanks. I'm going in the house.
All right, go ahead. We'll have fun. Hey, Frankie, catch this one now. Here it comes.
It's too high, Curly. Alice, look out!
Oh!
Hey, Curly, you hit her right in the head.
Oh, no. Alice! Oh, Alice, are you all right, honey?
She looks all right, Curly. There's no bump on her head. Must have just stunned her a little.
Alice, say something. Speak to me.
Oh, my poor head. Oh, my poor head feels twice its size.
Oh, sure. I know how you feel, honey. I used to have a head like that almost every morning.
Thank goodness you're all right, Alice.
Yeah, honey, you're going to be all right. Wait a minute, I'll help you up. There.
Oh, thank you, kind sir. It's awfully nice of you two strangers to help me.
Oh, that's all right. Strangers? Oh, come on, stop your kidding, Alice. This is Frankie, and I'm Phil.
Phil? Phil who?
I'm Phil Harris. Don't you know me? Phil Harris.
I'm sorry, but the name means nothing to me.
Hey, Curly, that wallop must have affected her.
Yeah, when the name Phil Harris means nothing to a dame, she's in trouble. Hey, come on, we better call a doctor. Oh, hello, Doc. How is she?
Yeah, Doc's Alice going to be all right?
Yes, she's all right. There's absolutely nothing to worry about, Mr. Harris.
Oh, thank goodness. But, Doc, she didn't seem to know me.
I know. You see, the blow struck the cerebellum, causing the medulla to distend, which resulted in a pressure on the oblongata, bringing about a lacunar condition, more commonly known as retrograde amnesia.
Oh, brother, are we going to get a bill for this one? Hey, Doc. Hey, what does that mean?
Well, it's just a simple amnesia causing a temporary loss of memory concerning certain events in her life. She'll snap out of it by tomorrow.
But, Doc, she doesn't seem to remember me.
No, her married life is one of the episodes that's blacked out. It's a subconscious desire to escape an unhappy experience.
Now, wait a minute, Doc, that's impossible. How could any woman be unhappy with me?
Yes. Well, I'll be running along. Be very patient with Mrs. Harris. Humor her, and she'll get around to remembering you. Good day.
All right, thanks, Doc. Hey, Frankie.
Hmm?
I think that doctor knows what he's talking about. Alice, possibly, she couldn't forget that she's married to me, and I'm going to prove it to you. Now, let's go in the room. I want to talk to her.
Come on.
Alice, how do you feel?
Yeah, you okay?
Oh, I feel fine, thank you.
Sure. I knew she's going to be all right, Frankie.
Sure.
Hey, Alice, you remember me, don't you?
Oh, of course. You're the kind old gentleman who helped me.
Alice, I'm not a kind old gentleman. I'm your loving husband, the one who beans you with a baseball.
Husband? You must be mistaken, sir. I'm not married to you.
Well, this is a fine time to tell me after we have two children.
Children?
Yeah, children. You got two of them.
Are you one of them?
Of course not.
Thank goodness. Now, please, gentlemen, you're just trying to confuse me. I'm not married. I don't have children. I'm too busy with my movie career. Tomorrow I'm to star in Alexander's Ragtime Band.
Frankie, she's living in the past.
And besides, I'm too young to get married.
Oh, she's really living in the past. I got to try to refresh your memory. Look, Alice, now look. Alice, look at me. I'm the man you're madly in love with.
Oh. You've shaved off your mustache, Sam.
Alice, I am not... She never told me nothing about no Sam. Look, Alice, listen. You've got to remember me. Now look at me. Mm-hmm. Now concentrate. Mm-hmm. I'm Phil Harris. F-I-L. Phil Harris. Alice, look. Now, look at me. Look at my curly hair. Nobody else has curly hair like this. Rub your fingers through it. Notice the texture. As though it had been brushed. Brrr, and brushed. Brrr, and brushed. Brrr, and brushed. Now, doesn't that remind you of something?
Yes. I think I'll have shredded wheat for breakfast.
Well, that's what she thinks of my hair, and to think I was going to give her a lock of it for Mother's Day. Oh, Frankie, there must be some way I can make her remember. I can't... Hey, wait a minute.
What?
Hey, I got it. I'll sing to her. The sound of my voice ought to do something to her.
Yeah. Always does something to me.
My voice will have an effect on her mind.
Well, that ain't where it affects me, but try it anyway.
Hey, Alice, look. Now, listen to this. Just close your eyes and listen. I'm going to sing the same song I sang to you when I was courting you. Now, remember this romantic ballad? And I sing with delight as I spend most the night neath that billowy ocean with you. Last night, I dreamed that I was down in the bottom of the sea, down in that salty water. And I'm at a maiden fair who had a cottage there. Little FHA job, three-room layout. But she had the tail of a fish for a train. But whoa, now whoa, how that gal could entertain. And what a time I had with Minnie, the mermaid, down in the bottom of the sea. I lost all my troubles in amongst the bubbles. Why, she was just as sweet as she could be. And every night when the starfish came out, I hugged and kissed her so. Whoa, whoa, what a time I had with Minnie, the mermaid, down in the bottom of the sea. Oh, down in the bottom of the sea. Whoa, what a time I had with Minnie, the mermaid, down in the bottom of the sea. I lost all my troubles in amongst the bubbles that Minnie made a sucker out of me. And every night when the starfish came out, I hugged and kissed her so. Whoa, whoa, what a time I had with Minnie, the mermaid, down in her seaweed bungalow. Low, down in her seaweed bungalow. Many brave hearts are asleep in the deep. So beware.
That's the love song you sang when you were courting?
Yeah.
I wonder she wants to forget you.
Nobody's asking you. Alice, did my singing mean anything to you, honey? How'd you like it?
Oh, I thought it was heavenly.
Heavenly? Oh, what a sense of direction.
The song was very nice, but it didn't remind me of anything, Mr. What is your name again?
Harris. Phil Harris.
Oh, yes, yes. Well, thank you very much for helping me, and if you're ever in the neighborhood, do drop in, Mr. Paris. And bring your friend along, Mr. What's your name? I'm sorry, sir.
Hemley.
Oh.
Oh, wait. Listen, Hemley, stay out of this just a minute, will you? Hey, wait. Hey, I got it.
What?
I know how to make her remember me. I'll kiss her. That's what I'll do. That'll do it.
What makes you so sure?
It never misses. Let me tell you something, Mr. Hemley. There ain't nothing as invigorating as a kissola from Hot Lips Harris. Hey, Alice, come here and pucker up while I plant a kiss on those luscious lips.
Now, please, sir, I never let a strange man kiss me.
You're my wife, and I'm going to kiss you.
Please, Mr. Paris, don't. Now, please.
Now, don't
please
fight
don't
me.
Do
don't
that.
Fight me. I'm going to plant a kiss on you that'll make you remember. Come over.
Oh.
There. How is that?
If that's planting, brother, you need farm relief.
Could I be losing my grip, Mr. Ham? That used to plow her under.
Maybe you better rotate your crops, girl.
Come on, Remley, let's leave her alone.
Remley, when you have the time.
The rest will probably do her good. There's no use to talk to her now. She probably needs rest. Come on. See you later, Alice.
Yes. And yes, call me sometime. But not this week, because I'm dated every night. Bye-bye.
Hey, Frankie.
Hmm?
Did you hear that last crack?
Bye-bye?
No. Did you hear what she... If I don't bring her memory back, she'll start going out with other men. Oh, Frankie, it's all my fault. Why did Alice have to be the one who got hit? Why couldn't it have been somebody else like me or you or...
Good morning, Philip.
Or better yet, him.
Where's Alice?
She's lying down.
Yeah. Curly hit her with a baseball bat.
I didn't hit her with a bat. I just conked her with a baseball.
You struck my sister? I always suspected you were a wife beater, you sadistic beast.
Now, William, wait a minute. It was an accident.
Don't talk to me, you bully. Oh, if it wasn't for my dislocated sacroiliac, I'd take you out in the alley and teach you a lesson you'd never forget as long as you live.
Get lost or I'll breathe on you. Trying to tell you I didn't do it on purpose. The ball accidentally hit her.
Yeah, she'll be all right. The doctor was here, and he said she's suffering from temporary amnesia.
Oh, my poor sister. That's awful.
Now, there are parts of her life she doesn't remember at all.
Oh, how horrible. I feel positively miserable about this.
Yeah, but that ain't all. She doesn't remember anything about being married. She doesn't even remember me.
Oh, you're just saying that to cheer me up. Now, where is Alice? I want to see her.
Now, wait. The doctor said nobody else can see her. I'll take care of her. You just go home, Willie, and leave everything to me. I'll take care of her.
Yeah, very well. But call me later now and let me know how she is. Goodbye, Philip.
Hey, Curly, maybe you should have let Alice see Willie. She might have remembered him.
Don't be silly.
What?
That's absurd. How could she remember an unpleasant thing like him and forget a beautiful thing like me? Gosh, Frankie, there must be some
way. Are you two gentlemen still here? I'll have to insist that you leave.
I am not leaving. You're my wife, and I refuse
Curly,
to get...
Curly, you're handling this the wrong way. The doctor said we should humor her. Let's go outside. Maybe we'll think of some way to bring her around.
No. Okay. We'll leave.
Goodbye. I want to be alone. Oh, dear. The cranks we movie stars have to put up with. Which reminds me, I'm starting a picture tomorrow, and I haven't rehearsed my song yet. Daryl will be furious. Oh, my honey, oh, my honey, better hurry and let's meander. Ain't you going to the leader man, ragged leader man? Oh, my honey, oh, my honey, let me take you to Alexander's grandstand, brass band. Ain't you coming along? Come on in here, come on in here, Alexander's ragtime band. Come on in here, come on in here, it's the best band in the land. They can play a bugle call like you never heard before, so natural that you want to go to war. That's just the bestest band, what I am. Oh, my honey lamb, come on along, come on along. Let me take you by the hand. Up to the man who's the leader of the band. And if you care to hear the Swanee River played in ragtime, come on in here, come on in here, Alexander's ragtime band.
Come on in here, come on in here, Alexander's ragtime band. Come on in here, come on in here, it's the best band in the land.
They can play a bugle call like you never heard before, so natural that you want to go to war. That's just the bestest band, what I am. Oh, my honey lamb, come on along, come on along. Let me take you by the hand. Up to the man who's the leader of the band. And if you care to hear the Swanee River play in ragtime, come on in here, come on in here,
Alexander's ragtime band.
A fine thing. Chased out of my own house, Alice won't let me in, and now I got to sit out in front here. Frankie, what am I going to do? She may never remember me.
Wait a minute, Curly. I once read someplace that a sudden shock can cure amnesia. If something awful were happening to you, a wife's normal instinct would be to go to the aid of her husband.
Ah, stop it. What awful thing could be happening to me?
I'll think of something. Let's see. Got to be good and gory or it won't work. What could be happening to you?
Well, I could commit Harry Carey with a dull shoehorn.
That ain't practical. I got it. We'll ring the bell, and when Alice answers the door, I'll be throttling you to death.
That's practical?
Oh, just pretend to choke it, Curly. I'll put my hands around your neck and squeeze gently.
All right. Like this. Like that, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, if you promise to do it gently now, huh? Gently.
Gently.
Okay.
Now lie down on the stoop and yell like you're being hurt. Let's try it once.
All right, throttle.
Ready?
Help! Help!
You kidding? Louder, Curly, louder!
Help!
That's it.
Help!
Mr. Rimley, stop it! What are you doing to that poor broken-down panhandler?
He ain't a panhandler, Julius. It's Mr. Harris, and I'm choking him.
Oh. Need any help? Looks like fun.
No, I'm not choking him for fun. I'm doing it for Mrs. Harris's sake.
That's gratitude for you. After all the things I've done for her, you'd think she'd give me the job.
Look, Junior, will you go away? Now you're going to spoil everything.
Hey, you're doing a very sloppy job, Mr. Emily. He's still able to talk.
Look, Julius, Frankie's doing this because Mrs. Harris lost her memory, and we're trying to shock her back to normal.
She lost her memory? Oh, my poor soulmate. How did it happen?
I hit her with a baseball.
You hit her? You struck the girl of my dreams? For that, you're going to answer to me. Put up your dukes, Mac.
Go back to the market and box the apples, kid. Now, leave me alone. I feel bad enough as it is. Alice has amnesia, and she doesn't remember that she's married to me.
What a wonderful disease. This is the opportune moment for me to see Miss Faye. Where is she?
Now, wait a minute. You can't see her, because it won't do any good anyway, because she won't remember you.
Well, I don't care. I want to see her anyway.
What's all this racket out here?
Miss Faye.
Hello, Julius.
Hey, she knows him.
Yeah, she's starting to remember.
Remember what, Frankie?
Oh, she knows you too, Frankie.
Yeah,
she's all right. She's okay now. Sure, she knows everybody. You know me too, don't you, honey?
Yes. You're the kind old gentleman.
I am. I am not the kind old gentleman. Who is that old man, anyway?
Julius, tell this man I'm not married to him.
Of course you're not. You're engaged to me, so mate, and we'll elope him tomorrow.
Now, look, Julius, you better cut that out, do you hear me? What are you trying to do, take advantage of her loss of memory?
You said it, Mark.
You better get away from me, kid. You better move back. Look, Alice, I'm going to make you remember
Oh,
me.
Why force it, Curly? The doctor said she'd be okay by tomorrow.
I ain't going to wait. Now, look, Alice, I'm going to try to refresh your memory. Now, let's go back to the time we met. It was at the Coconut Grove.
Coconut Grove? Well, it sounds familiar.
Of course it does. Now, listen. I was leading my band and singing, and you were standing there looking at me adoringly. Now, do you remember that?
Yes. Yes, you were singing.
Now you're getting it, honey. That's it. That's right, I was singing. A handsome, curly-headed band leader that all the girls were crazy about.
Wait. Wait, it's coming back. You're my curly-headed band leader. How could I ever forget you?
Alice.
Kiss me, Rudy.
Oh! Oh, no, anybody but that. Vincent Lopez, Isom Jones, John Philip Sousa, but not that.
Bill will be back in just a moment. No shampoo in a tube. No shampoo in a jar. And no other shampoo in a bottle leaves your hair so completely dandruff-free as Fitch. Fitch's Dandruff Remover Shampoo. For Fitch is the only shampoo specifically made to remove dandruff. Leading medical authorities say there are two kinds of dandruff. One is loose and flaky. It's the unsightly kind other people see. The second type clings to the scalp. It's the invisible, irritating kind you can feel. And Fitch is guaranteed to remove both kinds of dandruff completely. So be free of all embarrassing dandruff with Fitch.
Fitch is the only shampoo made that's guaranteed to remove dandruff with the first application. And the Fitch guarantee is backed by one of the world's largest insurance firms.
Remember, no shampoo in a tube, no shampoo in a jar. And no other shampoo in a bottle leaves your hair so completely dandruff-free as Fitch. So switch to Fitch. Use it regularly each week. At drug counters, barber and beauty shops, ask for Fitch's Dandruff Remover Shampoo. Fitch is spelled F-I-T-C-H.
Folks, this is Phil Harris again to tell you that this is National Pharmacy Week. Your local druggist, in the interest of public health, urges you to support the American Cancer Society. Your druggist knows, and you should realize, that everyone has a very personal stake in the American Cancer Society's threefold program of education, service, and research. Remember,
girls, for softer, shinier hair, use Fitch's new cream shampoo. It's made with purified lanolin and the finest olive oil. Lanolin to soften, olive oil for sparkling highlights. Try Fitch Cream Shampoo. Bill Foreman speaking.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.